Recording in progress.
There's Zoe Thorne, but my real burning question is, where's your dog? It's Hug Your Dog Day. I want to hug your dog. Give your dog a virtual hug. Xena, where are you?
She's over on the couch doing her typical Xena in the afternoon thing, which is sleeping. But sleeping we went for a nice run yesterday because it was so gorgeous out after work. Yeah.
I came home yesterday from No Forks Given. Sue and my niece were both out of the house as well. They went for Korean dinner, and I got home, and the dog, you know, is not home alone a lot because I work out of the house. I got home yesterday expecting I might find a shoe on mm-hmm. the couch with her, because she'll go to the front door and she'll grab a shoe. She went all the way to the basement and she took one of my slippers.
Oh, she really missed you.
It's like, I'm that guy now. I'm that guy whose dog is all about the slipper. Oh, gosh. No. I'm a cartoon. Anyway. How's your Wednesday so far? Oh, by the way, I can no longer expect you to, you are no longer permitted to pick on me for skipping out on a couple of shows because you were not in class yesterday. Where were you?
I think everyone would agree with me that everyone would skip whatever they were doing for free tacos. So.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So after the roller coaster of emotion day on Monday, I feel like it was well deserved that they gave me tacos the next day. So
roller coaster of emotion day on Monday? What happened?
It was performance review day for me anyways. Like, people are still going through it currently. But mine was on Monday, and just my, like I told Mr. Handsome, and he doesn't really understand, but maybe you can, a couple people understand me what I'm saying. Like, I just go to the worst case scenario, which is like being
every
fired
time.
And you're doing terrible
every time.
So that anything they say that's better than that, I'm not let down. Like, there's only a place to go but up. I just go to the worst case, and then we go up from there. So
don't forget, I come from a radio background, right? Where it's all about ratings. Right? Today's the day where the listeners have abandoned me, and the station is, you know, lost half its listeners, and it's all my fault, and I'm out of a job, and everybody else is doing great. I know. It's just the way we're wired.
It's just easier that way, I think. So, yeah, I'm going in heart pounding, being like, I'm going to get ripped to shreds, and nope, complete opposite. They were like, awesome, fantastic, everything. So, yes,
and tacos.
And then the next day, tacos. So, yeah, I did really want to come to record, but of course, when everyone lines up to make their taco, like, it takes forever. Like, it's just like everyone's doing one thing at a time. And like, I was texting, like, I'm still standing and waiting to get a taco. So it's
and
like,
every taco is different too. So like typical taco, I guess the original Mexican taco is like ground beef, a little lettuce, a little cheese. You got to have the right spice on there as well. Mm-hmm. Maybe some sour cream, some diced mm-hmm. tomato, chives or onions are always good. Yes, I can see why it's going to take. What kind of taco was served yesterday?
So we had like, it was kind of like a pulled pork or like pulled beef. And then there was chicken. And then what was really interesting was that there was cubed up cucumber and mixed bell pepper.
Nice.
So I was like, oh, I've never put cucumber on a taco before, but I think I might continue doing that in the future. It was super tasty.
Like, I'm thinking on a fish taco or a chicken taco, especially. Yeah. That'd be nice and fresh. Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was really, really good. There was some extras left over, and I brought it home for dinner for me and Mr. Handsome. And he liked it so much. He wanted to know what the catering company was that we got it from. Cool. So that he could suggest it to his workplace. So,
hey, I've got a question about Mr. Handsome. We'll get to that coming up. It is Yow, your Ottawa webcast with Zoe and the Milkman.
Hi, I'm Finn, and you're listening to Finn's Forecast. Today is a mainly sunny day. We already reached today's high of 20 degrees. The wind is from the west. At night, partly cloudy with a low of 5 degrees. In the middle of tomorrow morning, rain will start for the rest of the day, night, and Friday. Sorry, catch me again tomorrow on Finn's Forecast. Back to Zoe and John. See ya!
I told you I had a question regarding Mr. Handsome. I think I already know the answer. This may be rhetorical, because let's just face it. Gosh golly gee willikers, the man is perfect, isn't he?
He is perfect, but he's also pretty lucky to have me.
Well, goes without saying, Zoe.
I got to learn to toot my own horn better. That's like one of my issues with performance reviews is I'm really bad at like tooting my own
horn.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead. Give me a toot toot. You are really bad at it, aren't you?
See what I mean? I'm so bad at it. Wow.
Okay, so Mr. Handsome is excluded from this. I am as well, because I've never been big into video games at all. Like, whatever. Okay. But a brand new survey is out. So if you, and I'm talking to you, listener, if you've suspected for a while that your man may be spending a little time with another woman, he may well be, and her name could perhaps be Ms. Pac-Man. Oh. New survey reveals that men would rather play a new computer game than spend a night of passion with their significant others, Zoe. This is a survey of over 1,000 men. 72%. 72% men, I don't understand you. 72% said they would give up a night of sex with their wife to play a brand new game.
Yeah, you guys have your priorities way backwards because, like... Mm-hmm. It's a fun game to go spend a night of passion with. Like, if you just, like, think about it like that, it's still a game. Like,
you can get a high score. Yes, you can. Like,
but, I definitely would say Mr. Handsome does not fall in that category, probably because I made sure to select someone that wouldn't fall in that category because I can't stand it.
I get that there are other things in the world that are exciting, but, I mean, gosh, there's a lot of fun buttons to push in the boudoir. I'm just saying. Now, listen. Okay, so that's a new video game. 72% of guys, not tonight. I have a new video game. Okay. But when we take away the newness and we look at the numbers for already owned and have played this game before, 32% of men are still opting for the video game instead of a little nookie. I know.
That's really sad. Like, I don't want to say pathetic, but it's kind of pathetic. And honestly, ladies, if you are sitting there going like, this is my man right now.
Womp, 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 womp.
Yeah, exactly.
Game over.
Game over.
Before we get into the next bit, I do want to take a moment and just say thank you to the thousands upon thousands upon thousands of listeners who have written into the show expressing concern about my toe. We talked about this on Monday.
Thousands?
Okay, no one actually has written in, but I have an ego, and I just feel the need to update people on the fact
fair.
It's gout. Oh, God. Have you ever had gout?
No.
Oh, it is.
It doesn't sound good, though.
This is my second go around with it. The first time I experienced it was, actually, you can get gout from trauma. And I fell off my boat and ended up, like, near the propeller, which freaked me out. And the next day, I'm hobbling around. Anyway, gout is, it's an inflammation in the joints. And it feels, the best way I can describe it, it's like somebody's taken shards of glass.
Okay.
And razor blades. And packed your toe joint with them. And
I was going to say, it's like it's just in your toe. This isn't something you're feeling everywhere, though.
Just in my toe.
Weird.
Yep. And of course, I sat out there Monday in the nice weather having a drink. You know what the worst thing is apparently you can do when you've got gout?
Drink?
Yep. But nice. it also put me outside, and guess what? Ah, the first conversation of the season with my lovely neighbor who hates lights in my backyard.
Nice.
So now
I just love those conversations.
Yeah. Now I have to have this plant. This is from a company called Light Bio. They are marketing a new petunia plant for your garden. It glows in the dark, Zoe. It glows in the dark.
We got some bioluminescent plants going on.
Look at you with a fancy word. How did you know? That word is actually in the description, and it took me all morning to learn how to say it. It took me about 4 tries this morning to pronounce that word, and here you are. Oh, yes, let's talk some bioluminescence.
I like things that glow.
Well, this petunia, it's a bright white flower under normal daylight, but when things get dark, it's like a greenish white glow. So they've achieved this completely naturally, by the way. They've crossed the petunia's genes with 4 genes from, here's the word, a bioluminescent mushroom, and a bioluminescent fungi.
Apparently, now, is this a perennial or an annual?
Now you're asking questions that I don't know the answers to.
Because, so, I mean, like, I don't know. I'm personally, like, a perennial person. Like, I don't want to have to, like, replant this every year, same. Sort of thing.
I let the weeds just grow back year after year. Same weeds as last year. They got a flower on them. I call that a success, frankly.
Exactly. So, yeah, I would just, I mean, I'm assuming this is like a little bit costly of a like petunia. Like,
I would think. So this like has been, this has been 10 years in development, just approved in the U.S. last fall. Mm-hmm. They went on sale online in February. The first ones are being shipped out this week. If you're looking for them ahead of the gardening season, you are looking for a company called Light Bio.
Light Bio.
Luminescence.
This is your Empowerment Coach Susie with today's Empowerment Moment. Your own story is your power, so own it. Every experience you've had not only shapes your identity, but your perspective and worldview as well. Embracing and owning your story with its highs and its lows, the challenges and successes, empowers you with strength and authenticity. It's a testament to your resilience. So ask yourself, are you owning your personal story and using it to uplift you? Find more daily tips online. Look for Power Coach Susie on all social media platforms.
And we've lost Zoe. She is now looking at glow-in-the-dark plants. You found the website.
Sorry, what? Yes, I have found the petunias, and I just want like a pathway now so that I could just line the sides of the pathway with this beautiful. What? Like, they're gorgeous. They look so cool. Like, they're just like kind of this glowy green, but of course in the daytime they're like white.
This is why I have to have them. Any amount of light in my yard just pisses this one neighbor off so badly. I need to get these petunias.
More. I need more. Let me just look up quickly. Petunias.
What are we waiting for?
I just want to know if they're annuals or perennials. Oh.
All right. Well, you get back to us on that. In the meantime, could you sing the news nugget intro, please? We got some news nuggets to get to.
We got your news nuggets, the nuggets and news, morsels of information ready for you.
Place your bets now. Perennial or not. 2,100. That is the number of tickets issued from the new speed camera near Mooney's Bay. That's just the month of February. It's first month in operation. 2,100. Slow down. Activate your GPS, by the way. Most of the GPSs will tell you when you are in a speed trap zone. Smash and grab at a jewelry store in Place d'Orleans yesterday. The whole thing caught on video. Everybody wondering, why didn't anybody do anything? Because you're not supposed to.
Yeah,
that's why. Don't put yourself in harm's way. Can I get you back paying attention to me for a moment instead of the petunias?
Yes, they are perennials.
They are. There you go.
Yeah, they are classified as,
breaking news. You are a Blue Jays fan. Did you watch the home opener?
I did. Me and Mr. Hansen, very excited, very excited. Also, I like wish we had had like it wasn't. I think it was like Monday. Yeah, it was Monday, and I wish we were drinking alcohol because honestly, it would have been a really fun drinking game. Every time they brought up the new stadium, like we would have been completely.
Rodgers
smashed.
Owns the stadium. Rodgers owns the ball team. Rodgers is broadcasting the game. The fans who did watch. Took to Twitter afterwards. They're not pleased. They found the whole thing really weird, and guess why?
Maybe because there was a lot of green involved.
There sure is.
Yeah. I was like, oh, that's weird. That sign matches the grass. Exactly.
Yeah, and all you see is like the 15 or 20 people who can actually afford those really sexy seats. The rest of the fan base is gone. Anyway, it's a Twitter storm right now. Today, by the way, the Blue Jays are playing at 3:07, what the Blue Jays are calling Work From Dome Day. That's pretty cool.
I wish I was working from home so I could watch.
You know the commuter lanes on the Queensway? It's supposed to be the ones with the diamonds in them. I don't know if people know this because I see a lot of individuals driving in those lanes. Those are multiple occupancy vehicle lanes only. A guy pulled over the other day out in the West End, tried to claim his dog was a passenger. I'm on his side, frankly.
I honestly have always thought, like, yeah, I would do that. Because I bet you anything, people with babies and kids in the car are like, well, technically they're persons. And it's like, yeah, well, technically my dog's a person. Like,
yeah, I also know I'm not going to win that argument. I know. I understand.
Yeah, well, I know. It would just be more to give the officer a laugh and then see maybe if because of the funny joke, he'd let me off with the ticket.
Well, you, he would. Me, no.
Well, I'd also start crying, which is probably
that's the reason why. The first railroad tunnel in Canada is a big tourist attraction in Brockville. It's going to be open a few weeks later than usual. Some unexpected maintenance. What is the LRT? Running through their nose. What's going on? Speaking of.
I guess it's like the light. Did they do like a light show?
Yeah,
right?
They do. They do. I've never been, but I'd love to see that. It's so cool. Speaking of, it is now 5 years since the tunnel of the O-Train Confederation Line opened at Rideau and Parliament stations. For some reason, they still smell like a toilet. No answers 5 years later. Not that we should be surprised by that. Hey, the LCBO is bringing back paper bags. The premier said you must do this. I mean, it's not as exciting as being able to go and buy cigarettes with a note from mom, but, you know, it's something.
Well, I was really annoyed when I went to go get some ciders from there and they didn't even have the, like, build your own six pack things anymore.
What?
I was like, seriously? Like, how
that was so awesome.
Yeah, they were like, you either buy a bag, which is, you know, the reusable bags, which I find are even more of a pandemic on our planet than regular plastic bags, or you just take a massive box. And I'm like, and what was wrong with the six insert mix and match thing? Like,
I could never understand what was wrong with paper bags at all. I mean, I understand the argument about plastic bags, but these were paper. Yeah. Anyway, whatever. Hey, students at Carleton have developed a crash test dummy. This one's a little different. It is capable of riding a bike. Interesting.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
The Mandarin on Ogilvy Road has been open for 36 years. They are closing their doors in June. Time for the family to do other things. Google on Tuesday saw a spike in the following search term. You know how we had the eclipse on Monday.
Yes.
And we were all told, don't stare at the sun. Make sure you have special eye protection. Well, the number one Google search term on Tuesday in Canada, my eyes hurt. I looked into this, by the way. No hospital in Ottawa saw anybody coming into the ER with any sort of eclipse-related eye injuries. Those are today's news nuggets. Kind of putting you on the spot, but it's a fun bit I do on my other shows. Thought I'd bring it here for today. It is fun facts, or as we have called it on the show before, fast facts. Either way, some facts, Zoe.
Yes.
All right, just for fun, let's see if the first answer that pops into your head happens to be the answer I've got here. The subject today, by the way, everyday things we do.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Sure.
I'm not. Hang on. What's going on with my... Stand by.
You're so professional.
I need my sound effects. Here we go.
Here's a fun fact.
That was worth waiting for, wasn't it?
Yes.
3 out of 10 people in a recent survey admit they do this roughly once a week. Any guesses as to what 3 out of 10 people admit to doing once a week?
Once a week.
I'll give you a hint. Traffic.
Oh, like road rage?
I like that guess. 3 out of 10 people admit that once a week, they probably run a red light.
No.
I know.
That's bad.
That is bad.
Never done that.
Go to your room, people. Right now. Yeah.
Yeah. You know who you are.
Here comes the sound effect. You ready?
Yeah.
I went to great lengths to get the sound effects. Damn it. I need to highlight
them. Okay.
Here we go. All right.
Fun fact for you.
According to research, Zoe, research. The average person does this 4 times a week.
The average person does this 4 times a week.
It's not even anything dirty.
Farts in front of someone?
Farts in front of someone? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
No. The answer, well, maybe. The answer we were looking for, however, is wash their hair 4 times a week.
4 times a week?
That's what it says here.
Oh, okay.
And if it says it here, it's got to be true.
I guess you said it was research.
Here we go.
Fun fact.
65% of us do this at least 4 times a week at home. I don't. I'm horrified at the thought.
Walk around naked?
Considering that I said I'm horrified at the thought.
I would not do
Yeah. Even worse, 65% of us do this at least 4 times a week at home. We weigh ourselves on a scale. No, thank you.
Oh, no, don't do that. Scales are liars.
Here you go, some fun, fast facts. It's an Ottawa-centric podcast. We call it Yow, your Ottawa webcast, available on Spotify and, of course, on our website, yowshow.ca. I know a lot of people are anxious about tax season, especially because they're hearing a lot about taxes being due Monday, and they are in the States.
I'm already done.
Are you already done?
I'm already done, yeah.
Good for you, because you and I both had, like, nasty experiences with CRA the last little while, so
yeah,
I understand.
Last year was bad. This year was good, right. So it's a fluctuation thing.
Just to be clear, Monday's deadline is the U.S. In Canada, personal taxes don't have to be filed till the 30th, but this is insane to me. A brand new survey claims that 1 out of 4 Gen Zers say they will need therapy to deal with the anxiety of filing taxes. Therapy?
No, come off of it. We all pay taxes.
Right?
Yeah.
And more than
like
half.
Therapy, seriously?
More than half of Gen Z, more than half of Gen Z say they will at least cry over the process too. Look.
Oh, I cried last year. Yeah. Don't get me wrong, but I didn't need to seek therapy about it.
I cried too, and I had a CRA, like a full-on CRA audit of my past 5 years.
You had it worse than I did, that's for sure. Like, I just was like shocked by the amount that I had to pay.
So this is what we're saying, Gen Z. Yeah. You can do this. You're going to be okay. All right.
You're gonna maybe.
All right. Your moment of
ask your therapist.
Your moment of Zen. Gen Z.
Yeah.
What do you got planned for the rest of the day? Anything exciting?
Just work, and then I'm off to Granny Moo's.
Oh, yay, Granny.
Yeah,
Moo.
I'm excited to see her.
We'd like to get her on the show. She sounds
fun.
It'd
be nice to get her on an episode.
I'm going to go sit outside and hug my dog on this National Hug Your Dog Day. It is Yow, your Ottawa webcast, yowshow.ca.
If you like what you heard, spread the word. And as always, ta-ta for now.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. See you later. Bye.
Goodbye.
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 Bye.
Goodbye.
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 Bye.